Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alan from Seattle is. Alan, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Did you by chance listen to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday to get the cheat sheet?
I wouldn't do Steve like that.
That's what's up, my man, Alan.
A worthy competitor. Hell, all right, yeah. Steve, get out of here. For those playing along at home, Alan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Who makes the iPhone?
Apple.
Correct. What organ is affected by cirrhosis?
Liver.
Correct. What city is home to the Gateway Arch?
St. Louis.
Yes. In what century did Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa?
17?
No.
16?
Correct. In what movie does Eddie Murphy swap identities with Dan Aykroyd?
Ooh, Trading Places?
Yes. Bioluminescent plants and animals produce what?
Chlorophyll?
No.
Pass.
Who is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history?
LeBron.
Yes. In what decade did Arby's first open?
50s.
No.
60s.
Yes. With the number being less than 20, how many studio albums has AC/DC released?
12.
No.
13.
No.
11.
No. What two chipmunks founded the Rescue Rangers Agency?
Alvin and Dale.
No.
Or no. Chippendale.
Oh, you got it. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct, Alan.
Let's go.
Let's go indeed. Steve's going to have his work cut out for him. He doesn't even know it.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oh, snap.
Alan kind of knows what's up.
Smart man?
Yeah, he's a very smart man.
Oh, great.
I know, Steve. Welcome back. Are you
unfair.
Feeling ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Too soon, Kat. Too soon.
Who makes the iPhone?
Apple.
Correct. What organ is affected by cirrhosis?
What organ cirrhosis? The liver?
Yes. In what city is home to the Gateway Arch?
That would be what city? St. Louis.
Yes. In what century did Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa?
I'm going to say the 18th century. 19th.
No.
17th.
No. In what movie does 20th? Eddie Murphy swap identities with Dan Aykroyd?
Trading Places.
You know it.
I have no legs.
Bioluminescent plants and animals produce what?
Energy?
No.
Honey?
No.
Pollen.
No. Who is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history?
Ooh. Is that Michael Jordan?
No.
Kobe Bryant?
No.
LeBron James?
Yes. In what decade did the first Arby's open?
The 70s.
No.
60s.
Yes. With the number being less than 20, how many studio albums has AC/DC released?
18.
No.
17.
Yes. What two chipmunks founded the Rescue Rangers Agency?
Alvin and Simon?
No.
Chippendale.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you got a score of 8, and that's a tie.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
8-8.
Again, Steve.
Alan, what is happening?
Oh, good times. Alan did know that the Mona Lisa came to be in the 16th century.
Oh, okay.
Neither of you knew that bioluminescent plants and animals produce light.
Duh.
Yeah, they glow.
That makes sense now that you say that.
Bioluminescent.
Yes, I know. Yes. Maybe you should have said it slower when you asked the question. I would have been able to understand what you were saying.
I will definitely speak slower when we do this again at 8:50.
Okay, good. I look forward to it.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a big party happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena, which is a Friday night, by the way. Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is going down, and we have this Palace Law Premium experience, which basically upgrades your entire day. You get to be a total VIP. There's a backstage barbecue. You get to go into the venue early. You get to hang out with some of us, and we even do backstage interviews and things of that nature. It's a great party, so grab that opportunity while it's still available at KISW.com. Thanks to a four-year-old kid in North Palm Beach, Florida, an entire community was transformed into a Halloween town. There's this woman named Jill Parker, and she posted a video of her son, Reef, kind of complaining that there just weren't enough Halloween decorations around.
Okay, so that people were letting them down.
People were letting them down, but those people saw the video, and they said, hey, you know what? We don't want this to be the case anymore. And the neighbors and Reef are now talking about all the decorations they put up.
I still have all this Halloween stuff, and I'm starting to lose interest in it, but then kids like Reef come by, and they drive by, and they slow down, and the kids love looking at my decorations, and it brings back the spirit.
Great job, Reef, shaming your neighbors right. into putting up Halloween decorations. I need them to shame me. I have Halloween decorations in our garage, and I still haven't put them up yet, and I just realized we're a week out.
You still have time.
I'm going to do it today.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for, like, about 3 weeks now.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget the decorate!
Thanks, Reef.
Okay, I need to just have this on a loop when I get home today.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget the decorate!
Was that Barrett?
Showtime!
Well, there's a
Happy Halloween! Don't forget the decorate!
What the f***?
Yep, that's him.
Well, there's a different neighborhood in Florida that's a little bit frustrated with one person's choice of Halloween decor. They put together a skeleton strip show decoration.
Have you seen this?
I have seen variations of this before.
It's amazing.
One of the neighbors, Gabriella, is apparently a really big fan of the stripper skeletons.
I have two kids and they like to see the skeleton. They are dancing. No problem for us. I'm afraid when they put a lot of some scare things with no head, something like that. But this is so fun. There's no problem here.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the ones where it just like feels like you're watching, you're walking into like the plot or a scene of a horror film.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, even I'm a little thrown off by this. I saw the pictures of this. Unless you explain what it is to kids, they're not going to know. They're not going to care. It's just a couple of skeletons on a stripper pole.
Yes.
And then there's one sitting in a chair with like a feather boa around him. And then there's another one with like a cigar in his hand. It's completely cheesy and funny.
I think that's a blast.
But speaking of Halloween, though. You had your big Halloween party that
we
you had
did.
You had one of your friends living with you for like the last 70 days.
Well, it takes a lot of time to set up and tear down this Halloween party. The decorations were off the charts, of course. I think Reef would be very, you know, excited to see how we did that. But
well, we
I have
probably
to say,
check with Reef just to make sure.
Happy Halloween! Don't forget to decorate!
So your friend did not forget to decorate.
No, she did not forget to decorate. But I have to say, one of the highlights of the party, three people in attendance had never been to a Halloween party ever.
Including your neighbors that are not from America.
Yes, so we have our neighbors that are from Ukraine and Russia
yes.
came. And then our other friend, his wife is from China. And they all three had their very first American Halloween party that they've ever been to in their lives.
So what'd they think?
They thought it was awesome. First of all...
Did they dress up?
Yes. So my friend Bill and his wife Maggie, they ended up winning the whole thing. So not only was this her first Halloween party ever, they won first place for the couples.
What did she dress up as?
They went as John Lennon and Yoko Ono okay. on like their wedding day, and they had the little peace signs, you know, and everything. It was so cute.
Okay.
And then the Ukrainian and the Russian, they went as like a zombie slayer. Oh, I was hoping or like a vampire slayer.
I was hoping like Rocky and Drago from Rocky IV. Like that, I would have voted for them.
And then she had put on like these like prosthetic ear things to make herself look like a little elf. They nailed it. I was very impressed.
That's awesome. And I saw Danny and I were talking about your costume. You and Brad, you dressed as Alex and Getty from Rush.
Yes, a little tribute to the fact that they're doing their 50-something tour.
But can you please describe what they were wearing?
Yes, so back in like the mid to late 70s, they started wearing these white silk kimonos on stage, kind of like these white silk robes on stage. It was a very short-lived phase, but on
so
top of that...
So I'm trying to understand why they used to get along so well with Ace Frehley, because we saw all the tributes for Ace Frehley from Kiss when he passed away, and Rush were like, they were like, we used to love partying with them.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting to make sense that they did a lot of drugs.
They were definitely, there was some phases for sure that they went through, but we also had, I should not say we, Brad spent 2 days crafting these double neck guitars out of cardboard and wood and paint, and he actually took real knobs off of our actual guitars and glued them onto the fake guitars.
It was impressive. I remember I even like talked to Brad and he told me this.
And
he put in the work to make that happen.
He really did. I ordered the robes on Amazon and pretty much that was all I did. And he's out in the shop spray painting and carving and doing all this stuff. He was the true rock star.
You two looked very comfortable in your kimonos.
We were very comfortable.
But so how long did they go on tour wearing these?
It was at least for a couple of years.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. It was very odd, but it was a magical time.
They had Linkin Park going on tour and they're all wearing muumuus.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
I have to say, though, it was a very comfortable costume.
No, I bet it was, but when I first saw the costume, I had to go online and Google what Rush robes. I Googled Rush robes and then finally saw that, and I'm like, oh, okay, so they did a good job with the costumes. It's just that the costumes were ridiculous.
It's the weirdest thing ever that they even did that. I'm not sure where the inspiration came from, but it was very short-lived.
So are they bringing it back for this tour?
Oh, I don't think there's a chance in hell. I think they're trying to leave all of that in the past.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, Mariners star player Julio Rodriguez was spotted at the Seattle Kraken game. So many people, of course, had to go online to talk about this. Why did they? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Over the weekend, Julio Rodriguez of our Seattle Mariners was spotted attending a Seattle Kraken game.
Nice.
I know.
I always love when players from different teams from around town show up to other teams' games.
Absolutely.
It's fun to watch.
Fun.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people had to voice their opinions on Julio's attendance of this game, so we must go straight to the comments.
Before we go to the comments, did you happen to hear, like, that? So they talked about it on screen. I don't know if you saw the footage.
No, I didn't.
See Julio Rodriguez. And what a summer, what a fall, what a team.
It's fun to watch all the way right down to the very end.
And you could tell, like, he looked like he did. That's the last thing he really wants to do is watch other people play a sport.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it looked like he was a little, like...
A little painful.
Yeah, but then the crowd started cheering, so I think he was just like, okay, I gotta wave to the crowd a little bit.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Show some love. All right, are you ready for the comments now?
Of course.
So, who better to read these comments than a man who's no stranger to the Kraken?
Liam he released Neeson.
Them? Yes. Robot Liam Neeson reading the comments about some Seattle sports fans that maybe decided that they were a little unhappy with Julio and the fact that he struck out. And
Oh, no.
You know how it is. It doesn't matter how good you are. Somebody out there is going to crap on you.
Oh, yeah.
And we found those comments. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
I don't think he wants to be on camera.
Yes. He did not look like he wanted to be on camera.
No.
I mean, I'm sure he knew it was going to happen, but he still didn't look like he was ready for it.
He was ready for it to be over.
Yes.
Julio is so fine. He can shoot for the 5-hole on me.
He is a very handsome man.
He is a very handsome man. His eyes, I could get lost in them.
And also, how is it that robot Liam Neeson can pronounce Julio right sometimes, but then also calls him Julio?
Julio.
Julio looks sad. He must...
Wait, so now it's Julio?
No consistency.
Julio looks sad. He must have just saw the price tag on those new Kraken jerseys.
Oh.
Yeah. I can't afford those jerseys.
Okay, the ones... What's the most expensive one? Wasn't it like over $300?
I think it's more than that. Yeah, I think it's like pushing $400.
Oh.
I think the cheap one, if you want a guy's name on the back, or even like a personalized one, you're paying over $300. They don't got... I have not seen yet, unless Danny has. I know he's been paying more attention to it than maybe me. But like, I haven't seen like the $150 level. Maybe because they can't glow in the dark if they're that cheap, quote unquote. I don't know. But yeah, it's a little pricey.
Definitely.
Although I sound like there's another team, I think it might have been the Anaheim Ducks. They have like a specialty jersey that at minimum is like $700.
What?
So we shouldn't be complaining.
Jeez.
Yo, Julio, you should have taken ball 4. You would still be playing baseball if you did.
I'm sure he would love to go back in time and not swing at that pitch that was in the dirt.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right. Also, he played a freaking good series.
Yeah.
This is awkward. You can tell he's still crushed.
He did look a little watery-eyed.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is going to take a while to fully bounce back from.
It's going to take until next season. I'd imagine, like, for some of those guys, maybe not all of them, maybe we overthink it as fans, but I would imagine for some of them, they're going to stew on it until they go back to be around their teammates and get ready for the upcoming season.
Absolutely.
2026 is going to be our year.
Oh, that was from Taryn Daly.
Yes, it is.
Are you ready for one more comment about Julio Rodriguez?
Oh, definitely.
Man, it's too soon. I'm not over that loss yet. I don't want to see f***ing Julio, f***ing Cow, f***ing Nails, Logan Wu, or any of those motherfuckers. I love them, but they let me down. Go away.
Wow. I mean, yes, it was a letdown, but still the greatest season we've ever had.
And also, just as a PSA to everyone out there, because I've noticed it's starting to spread virally. Even a buddy just mentioned it, too. Brian Wu has not demanded a trade to the Houston Astros.
I am so sick of the internet that just anybody can post anything and people just buy it and share it and believe it and live it.
But then, like, you go to the page that reported on it and it clearly says it's a parody page. So it's like, but some people refuse to do that extra step. And I get it. Like, you see something, it looks official, but also very odd that he would specifically only demand to be traded to one team, and that team being the Houston Astros. But then you see the comments, and some people are like, yeah, F that guy. I never liked him in the first place. I'm like, he never even requested to be traded.
No.
Can we relax?
People believe anything.
You know what? We've been guilty of it, too, though.
Totally. The Daily Mix Show. It would be lovely to have you join us for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena with Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. It's December 12th, which is a Friday, and the tickets are on sale at KISW.com. We know that many of you are waking up and getting your morning started, and you might be curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And we have done the work. We figured out what's trending. Trending on the Daily Mix Show. Trending, let's go. Let's go. Slash has confirmed that Guns N' Roses is planning to launch a U.S. tour in 2026, which will be their first stateside show since 2023. Did you go to that? You went to that, didn't you? 2023, did you go to GNR?
No, I missed that show, but I heard it was freaking awesome.
It was really great. And
The last time I saw them, they were at the Gorge, and it was with Royal Blood.
And A'Ron Jones opened up.
Yes.
That's right.
And honestly, like, I know, like, I've been critical of Axl Rose's voice before, but I truly do believe that if you're in the venue and you're around other people singing along the GNR songs like we all do, his voice isn't that noticeably bad.
We just drown him out.
It's the problem is that when you watch these videos where they kind of like highlight him and they just kind of like separate it, you're just like, oh, I don't think we need to hear that version.
Well, Slash is also saying that the band has been working on a bunch of material. They have so much material that they have a new album planned, and that will be the first follow-up to Chinese Democracy, and that came out in 2008, Steve. So it's been a minute. There is one venue that they're saying GNR will not play, and that is the Sphere. Slash is saying
good,
that
they don't want them there.
No. They say that it's not rock and roll friendly.
Huh.
And they say that because it has such a heavy focus on the visuals, it overshadows the band's live experience, which I'm like.
I tell it to a lot of the rock, like, I mean, Tool and Pink Floyd. There's a lot of bands that do like using visuals.
Yeah, and I feel like overshadowing, you know, I think it's kind of cool in that situation. You know what I mean? It's like a once in a lifetime kind of concert experience for people.
Plus, it might make people forget about this. I keep hearing rumors that I know No Doubt's going to be at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
And you're excited about that, clearly, based on your voice. But I also am now hearing that Metallica might be making an announcement sometime in the near future.
That would be rad.
These are rumors. I don't know if it's true or not, so don't quote me. But I heard that Metallica might be another band that is considering doing the Sphere, which I would absolutely go see that.
100%.
Yeah.
That would be worth a field trip, for sure.
I also think Guns N' Roses would be awesome in the Sphere.
I mean, especially with these bands that have such like long-standing history and they've got great archives, that's the type of group that you want to see in that space.
Yeah, and I remember even when I saw them, like, their lighting and their, like, the visual. They did have, it's not like they just were up there bare bones. Like, they had a cool lighting and visual setup.
So. Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's just not Slash's cup of tea. But I am curious to see if they do put out a new record, what it would sound like.
What's the vocal going to sound like that?
We have artificial intelligence. We can fix it. We can make Axl sound like he's young all over again.
Ooh.
Would you be against that?
No.
So yesterday in the world of football, I didn't watch a ton of football. I did watch the San Francisco 49ers lose. That was pretty awesome to see. But the Broncos beat down the Cowboys yesterday, 44-24, making our friend Danny V very happy because he hates the Cowboys. But I think the highlight of the game was not so much about the play on the field, but the play-by-play courtesy of Jim Nance and Tony Romo. If you missed it, this is going viral, and understandably so.
It's a handoff up the middle, in the pile, and the push, and the push, and the push, and it's a touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
Oh, hold on.
I heard the whistle.
You did.
Right when it was close to getting into the pushy tushy.
What did you say again?
Into the pushy tushy.
A pushy tushy.
Pushy tushy.
I don't think they should do that on Ted versus the FCC.
No.
I think we could claim he quite possibly could say something
into
else.
Pushy tushy.
Pushy tushy.
Now I'm stressing out. Just
Tyron, say that three times fast.
Pushy tushy, pushy tushy, pushy tushy. Wow.
Anyways, go Broncos, I guess, huh?
There's an ex-Avis budget employee from Syracuse, New York, who allegedly stole 47 vehicles from the car rental job and then used them to start their own rental car business. So this is the chief, Justin Baum, talking about the man accused of doing this.
There was no point at any point that we covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back. I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars. He was renting them out and then they were continuously being used.
Okay, I gotta quickly say, this guy, I mean, he of course, not breaking the law, but this is insane how much balls this guy has.
Oh,
he's stealing cars and then renting them out. Crazy.
Until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
I'm so curious how long he was able to pull this off for. Like, I mean, was this 3 days, 3 months?
And who's the person to make him accountable? Like, yeah, you could be mad at that guy, but who in your company didn't say, hey, guys, I'm pretty sure these cars are being rented and they're not being rented here anymore.
Yeah. So bizarre.
Real quick, because I got a couple text messages about it, and it's trending in our world. A big shout out, love, and congratulations to our friend Sarah,
yay!
Who brought in a baby boy. And that's very exciting news. And shout out to BJ Shea as well.
He's a grandpa.
He's a grandpa. And also shout out to him for breaking the news on social media before his daughter wanted him to.
Wait, so, didn't he do something like that to you?
Yes, he announced that I was having a child before. So it's on brand. That's just kind of what BJ does.
Breaking news.
But very exciting. Healthy baby boy. And all of us are sending nothing but love and just great vibes to the family.
So exciting.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to watch that on social media. And also poor George.
Oh, my God. He's going to have his hands full. Diaper time, baby.
Hands full for many reasons.
The Daily Migs Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Migs with a record of 336 wins, 112 losses, and as of today, 100 ties?
I was trying not to get over three digits on that one.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.